I was a saintly kid. The last year of grade school, I checked out from the public library a book on Chico Mendes. I identified with the underdog because I rooted for Randy Wright and the Green Bay Packers, and because the boys at school called me Peckerhead because of the butch Mom gave me, and because I wore Walmart clothes, and because I read White Fang and Call of the Wild, and because I sucked my thumb till I was 9 and wet my bed till I was 12. In turn, I fell in love with each girl in my class. The first was the one with strawberry curls in kindergarten. At night, I laid awake in the top bunk with side guard so I wouldn't fall out, making believe Rose was lying beside me. The sickly one I didn't fall for till I saw her visiting her brother at Catholic boarding school, though I was still in love with the dancer who wouldn't answer my letters. I spent hopeless hours alone trying to read Don Quixote while classmates crept out at night to drink, fuck, and fire handguns from the back of moving cars. In college, I got a summer job at the state park selling stickers and signing up campers. The Ho-Chunk kids that came to swim called me Kunu, Big Brother. In Swahili, that's Kaka, which is what I often felt like in Spanish. I mowed lawn, collected garbage, cleaned pit toilets, and cut and cleared trees that fell in storms. I fell asleep reading A Midsummer Night's Dream, while the couple on the beach lit each other's cigarettes under the stars. There was little, if anything, I might do for the rainforest burning down.